Jenny, would you like to try it?
I get a bracelet for a recipe, babe.
Well, I would be happy to, but I don't know how much I want to necessarily go back to life I just said, because I think I got why I saw that already. I figured out.
Yeah, we could go.
But we could go to the future. That's always cool.
Well, we can go. You can pick a life. You know, I'll have you pick one that you're comfortable with.
Okay. Do you know how to take people to the future?
Yeah.
Because I have a hard time.
Yeah, I've taken a lot of people to the future.
You want to go to the future? See if you could take me there.
Let's go.
Sure.
Do you have a DeLorean?
Have you gone to the future before? Okay. Well.
I had a lot of blocks to it. So
yeah. Last year we took. Did you meet Shirley yesterday? Last year we took her to the future.
I wasn't here last year.
Yeah, we took. She had an interesting description of it.
Back to the future.
Okay, speak up a little bit if you can. As we're when you start answering the questions. Okay, close your eyes. Gonna completely relax. Relax completely. That's it. Take a deep breath. You're going to take 3 deep breaths, and on the 3rd breath, you'll be as deep as you were before. Breathe in. And breathe out. You feel yourself sinking down into a deep, deep state. Breathe in. Sinking into a very deep, deep, deep state. Breathe in very deep. You're going deeper and deeper into a state of meditation. Very deep. Very deep. I'm going to count to 5. And on the count of 5, you'll be deeper than you were before. You're now in the same state you were before. And you can see anything that you want like you could before. But you're going deeper, so everything will be completely clear. 1. Deeper, 2, deeper, 3, deeper, 4, deeper, 5, deeper still, very deep, very deeply, deeper. You're now in a very deep state of relaxation. Your higher self is able to be present and take you wherever you want to go. Go very peaceful. You're seeing something. What are you seeing?
I'm dancing with her.
What?
I'm dancing with her.
Dancing with who?
My higher self.
What is your higher self like? Is it cheerful?
Mm-hmm. Joy.
Male or female?
I see female right now.
Yeah. Is it happy to greet you again?
Mm-hmm.
Has it been like a long time?
Mm-mm.
No, that's good. When's the last time you felt the presence of your higher self?
3 days ago.
When?
3 days ago.
3 days ago. So this time it's closer though, isn't mm-hmm. it? Because it's almost like it's a person that's right here. Kind of like Steve, but more refined, right? Yeah, beautiful. Can you describe her, what she looks like?
Mm-hmm.
What she looks like?
She has hair that is wavy. Goes down past the shoulder blades.
Okay, you're going to ask her a question now.
A question.
What do you want to show me? Ask her that.
What do you want to show me?
Because she knows what you need to see.
I see her pointing into a spot onto the planet.
Earth?
Mm-hmm.
What spot?
Seems to be over, I don't know my geography, but you've got Florida and then this bottom part, not Texas, but here in the middle.
On Georgia or
Georgia,
Alabama?
Alabama.
In between Texas and Florida?
Mm-hmm.
The Gulf of Mexico? Is it land or ocean?
Oh. Well, I'm so fun to be with her.
What?
Oh, okay.
Is she pointing?
She's not there anymore.
Oh, she's pointing to somewhere that used to be there?
Mm-hmm.
Atlantis, city of Enoch?
Yes.
What could it be?
Atlantis.
Okay. Is she pointing to a life back in Atlantis?
Yeah.
Does she want you to see back in Atlantis?
But it's weird because it feels like it's future, but it's Atlantis. I'm confused about that, but...
Was it technology like the future or something?
It's a time thing. It's,
Does she want to show
you... It may
you
be a future life of mine, but yet it happened long ago.
Would it be like a future life that's a replay of a past life? No?
No.
Okay, I'm going to count to three, and you're going to have an interplay with your higher self, and it's going to be clear what she's trying to present to you. I'm going to count to three, and then you will contemplate and learn from her what you're supposed to know. One, two... Three. Find out.
I see a building. I see very tall, pointy, steeple building. I see inside of a, I would call it a throne room. Court. I hear the word court.
Is it a temple?
Yes.
Do you know the name of the temple?
No.
How big is it?
An acres? Three, six.
Large.
6 acres.
Is this back in Atlantis? Or is it the future?
Atlantis.
Okay, tell me some things they did in this temple. Did you work in the temple?
Yes.
What was your job?
I see me putting hands on people's heads.
Were you a healer?
I see me shifting something within their consciousness, altering, almost like switching around their view, like their heads are forward and I'm moving it the other direction.
Now, is this physically or more mentally?
No, not physically.
Mentally, you turn the energies around, Connie? Did you work with her energies? Was that it?
I didn't know that term.
Didn't know that term? Okay. But you were a healer in the temple, right? Did you do other things?
The word is exalter.
Exalter?
Yes.
What does that mean?
help them remember.
You raise their consciousness up? Is that what it means?
They held on to false understandings that didn't serve them anymore, didn't need them anymore.
And you helped to remove the false understandings?
Yes.
And what process did you use again?
I have a hand on the forehead. I have a hand on the back part of their head. My mind goes in and sees what's tying. I see ties that holds their consciousness in one place. I hold the ties and it dissolves. And then I can mold it and shape it according to alignment with their higher self.
And it actually works, huh? Did it change people's consciousness then?
I see them smiling in joy. I see their eyes sparkling. I see their higher heart glowing. I feel their joy. That's what I feel. I feel it was success, whatever it was that needed to happen.
And it actually changed their mental outlook?
I see they have so much more light in their eyes that they can see clearly.
Were they happy with the results?
Yes.
And you're smiling, so you must have been happy with the results.
It was so great.
Well,
I loved it.
I know about a zillion people you could work on in this lifetime.
Made me happy. It made me really happy to do that for people. Really happy.
Okay. Did you do any? Were there dancers in the temple?
Yes.
What did the dancers do?
Ceremony dance. Joy. I see women in beautiful, flowing, different colors of dresses. And they're moving their scarves or their around, and as they do, I see it clearing. It clears their aura, it clears the space, there's intention as they're dancing. It's an intention dancing for a reason. It's choreographed. There's
and what
a purpose
effect
in it.
Does their dancing have on the people?
I don't see them performing for people. I see them as a group of beautiful women, almost like setting apart the space or clearing the space with their dancing is what I'm seeing.
Okay. Would you say their dancing had it cleared the space and made the way for healing?
Yes.
So it was part of the healing process?
Yes.
Okay. Makes sense. Did you know anything about that yourself? Did you ever participate?
It was my favorite.
What did you feel like when you were dancing in there?
I liked wearing the purple robes best, the purple dress best.
Is there any dancing today the way they did then? Anywhere that you've seen?
Hmm?
Where at?
I'm taking some classes, and in some of the classes I've taken, I've learned myself moves that do different things for the body, the aura, and
they weren't called dancing, but they were moves, right? In the present time.
Dancing, so energy dancing,
energy dancing. Okay.
I taught a meditation with that before. It was fun.
Okay. Okay. Was there any type of hierarchy presented over this temple?
Yes.
Who was the presider?
I see a beautiful woman. I see a beautiful woman.
Did she have authority?
Yes.
Were women more recognized in those days?
Absolutely.
Very good. And did they do... was this the largest temple in Atlantis? The most significant?
No.
How many temples were there?
I heard eight.
Eight different ones? Were they made of stone, or were what were they made of?
I see marble or granite.
Okay. And was there a connection between them?
There's an energy connection I see in a shape, and I see one in the middle, and I see those around them. And the one in the middle is not part of the eight. It's a total
it's
of...
It's a ninth?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like the governing one or something?
Yes, it's larger.
Does it have a name that you can remember?
It has a name.
What's the name?
I don't know that. I know the meaning of the name. I hear Creator.
Okay. How advanced was the civilization back then? Did they have like any type of flying machines?
I'm seeing with the mind. There wasn't. There was flying with the mind.
They have a lot more psychic powers than
yes.
they have today?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now we're going to take you into the future. We went to Atlantis, which had things going on that we don't have today. But we're going into the future, into a future life, hundreds of years into the future. We're right now in 2017. I'm going to count to three, and you're going to project yourself through your higher self into a projected life a couple hundred years in the future. One, moving ahead. Two, moving ahead. Three, you're now in a future life.